demons, I feel, are not human. And we've had so many encounters with demons, but so many from the same location. And that truly is Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky. I think that place is a demonic infestation. I mean, you can't argue with a location that has 29 sworn affidavits from police officers, clergy. I mean, a guy actually sued Bobby Mackey for being attacked in the bathroom, a rough and tough cowboy. Bobby Mackey's wife was violently attacked to the point to where she wouldn't return to the building. Then you have Carl Lawson, who is possessed, had to have an exorcism performed on him. And Nick can vouch for this. You know, we've been there three times. And there's a feeling there that is unlike any other place. We've been to many haunted prisons.
Right.
We've come into encounter with evil spirits, but demons are different.
The idea here, then, is that there is something about this place in Kentucky that has a it's some sort of portal. It's some sort of demonic magnet. Why do they go to that place? Why do demons go there? What's that?
It's a hatching ground. You have a place that goes back to a time when it was a slaughterhouse, and you have two names. That's an actual documented case of Scott Jackson and Alonzo Walling, who were two active Satanists who practiced devil worshiping and even did a human sacrifice at that location. And, you know, they say that that place sits on one of two rivers in the world that flow north, the Licking River. You know, and for one thing, God creates perfect. There's an imperfect thing. I don't know why, you know, satanic worshipers called that place one of their home ritual grounds. But I feel with the events, the rituals that took place there, the human sacrifice, has created some kind of portal. And that portal is being fed by these demons, by these demonic entities. But at the same time, Nick and I have done investigations there where we feel that we've communicated with Scott Jackson, where his spirit has come through, his human spirit. But I feel like his human spirit there is there just like Alonzo Walling. And when they were getting hung on the gallows, you know, after convicted of decapitating Pearl Bryan, which was one of their girlfriends, you know, giving a blood sacrifice to the devil, they said that they would forever haunt those grounds. But it's like, I think that their two evil human spirits are there along with demons, demonic entities.
Nick, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I totally agree with Zach. I mean, it is an absolute different feeling in there. And, you know, one minute you could be walking around upstairs in the bar area of Bobby Mackey's and things are fine. But then the next minute you go to the basement or some other part of that building and it just hits you like a ton of bricks. I mean, you feel this energy just surround your body. And for a split second, you start losing sight in your own mind and your own spirit and your own energy. And it's like something just starts taking over that part of you. And that's the scary thing that we're coming against, that we're starting to realize is on the other side that we're talking and we're communicating with what we believe sometimes are spirits, like we're talking about. But at the same time, you know, we're being tricked half the time with these demonic entities. And that's the scary part. And that's the part that we know what we're going against. And we've encountered stuff like that, and it absolutely has stuck with us, and it has been attached to us when we leave some of these locations like Bobby Mackey's, and it's gotten to us sometimes and broken us down emotionally and gotten to our inner self where nobody else knows things personally about us, but for some reason, these demonic entities that are sitting to us know this, and that's creepy to me.
Well, what should be done? What should be done with a place like this, then? Why not?
I think it should be burned to the... No, I mean, you know...
Yeah, I mean, if it's some sort of portal, it's some sort of threat to the rest of us, why don't we cover it in concrete? Yeah. Why don't we treat it like Chernobyl?
You know what's really weird, Ian? It seems everybody that's ever been there has had some kind of an experience. Nick and I did an event there where we had 100 people come there and witness this. This is what we like to do. You watch our show on TV. You want to sit back in your couch. Yeah, I don't believe this. come out and do this sometime. Do it. We challenge you. And sometimes we will, when we have the time, we will have events. We'll hunt with people. And when we did an event there, we had 100 people there, and I'd say 90% of those people had profound experiences, and they were all dark, very, very dark, very, very, very demonic. And what's really weird is that Bobby Mackey is the biggest skeptic, and I think the most haunted building in all of the United States. And the biggest skeptic owns the most haunted, demonically haunted building in the United States. And until we started getting deeper in this story with Bobby, and, you know, it's really weird, the reincarnation, his name Robert Randall Mackey, the crooner that was murdered there, his name Robert Randall. You know, there's a lot of weird things circulating with this guy with this building. And when he went there to buy the building, it was abandoned from a slaughterhouse, and he knew the exact blueprints before he even walked in there. I think Bobby Mackey is being used by these demons as a puppet to bring in fresh blood to his club every single weekend. Okay, he's had people at his bar get attacked to the point where I just said they've had to file a lawsuit against him. I mean, is that just kind of too weird? And yet Bobby Mackey's the only guy that still has yet never been attacked or still doesn't believe. Even when we brought him to our event in front of 100 people, and even his jaw dropping when he's hearing stuff and then he'll just walk away. I think when we started opening up that book and started revealing all of this stuff with Bobby Mackey and how I believe that he's being used as a puppet to bring in flesh blood for these demons, it seemed the experiences with us started getting more intense. Our names started being called out, okay? Nick got threats to him and his family from these voices. And when you start hearing these voices from what we believe are these demons, and they're making direct threats to us, and they're crystal clear, a lot of them are, it'll change you. And when we had our event there, my voice was captured on a shack hack in panic,
yeah,
witnessed by 60 people that Nick heard.
Mm-hmm.
These demons, just like Nick said, these demonic entities are tricksters. They like to trick with you. They're like a virus on a computer. They will get in your mind. They will wreak havoc with you. They will take your darkest, innermost little scar, and they will feed on that. And it can be very dangerous. We did a return to Bobby Mackey investigation where the cameras went off. And I feel by doing that, a lot of the viewers did get cheated out in seeing what actually happened. But just like what Nick was saying, when you go there, you feel this energy. But when we started exposing a lot of this stuff with Bobby and his relation to this building, things started getting bad for us.